which is taken from Luke chapter 2 and the first 20 verses. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and lineage of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over the flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men to on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Amen.
So, well, first of all, Merry Christmas, everybody. I didn't get a chance to say that when Roger did earlier, but Merry Christmas. It's good to be here. Now, I'm really excited because, I'm probably a bit sad, really, but you see, I've never had really, really expensively, nicely wrapped presents before, and I've got one. And so I wanted to open it here because I wanted to, you know, I wanted to share the experience. See, because I grew up in a very poor family. Our wrapping paper had news written on it. But, you know, that's okay, because I've got this really fabulous present. And it's got this beautiful label. Like, it's got, I don't know whether you can see it, but it says, "Merry Christmas to someone very special." And it's in beautiful print. And look at it, how wonderfully it's wrapped. Now, the thing is, I've got a couple of ideas what might be in there. You see, because I've been going to the gym a bit, and I've been thinking maybe I should wear my shirts undone a bit more, and maybe have a medallion. I don't know. I don't know what you think about that, you know, but I thought maybe so there might be a medallion in here, but it feels a bit light for the amount of gold I was expecting. So I don't know, have you got any ideas what might be in there before I open it? This is really exciting. I mean, the wrapping, isn't it beautiful? Isn't this beautiful wrapping? I've never had a present that's wrapped as beautifully as this, and so I'm expecting something really, really significant, really expensive inside. Yeah? You're not as convinced as I am, I can see. Okay, I can see why you might have been, okay. So I've got a pair of Bah Humbug socks, okay? Which isn't fair, because I don't say that anymore. I'm a new man. But anyway, look, so the thing is, what I wanted to draw the comparison, because, you see, the shepherds, they were given, they got to unwrap the present, if you like, that all of us have been given. And so they had this label, this beautifully written label, and an angel stood there saying, "Peace and goodwill to all men on earth." And then they had the wonderful wrapping paper of an angelic choir I mean, you know, I've not met a single angel, but I would imagine a whole choir of them, a great throng, a multitude. That must be amazing. That must be the most expensive wrapping paper you could get. And so they've got this incredible gift presented to them in the most spectacular technicolor, you know, 3D kind of way. And so they head off into Bethlehem to see the actual present. And they see a baby. They see a baby laid in a cattle food trough. And around it is a young girl, probably not looking quite her best, having just given birth, I'd have thought. No disrespect, but you know, it's a bit tiring, I understand. I've even heard it's painful, but I'm not convinced. So she's not possibly looking her best. There's this man there with calluses on his hands. He's obviously a tradesman, but he looks, you know, he's not exactly kingly material. And there's this baby. This gift from God. And it'd be so easy to kind of be disappointed because the wrapping paper suggested so much and what they see is potentially so little. But the fact is, it might not be what we would have expected. It might not have been what we would have wanted with that kind of wrapping paper setting us up for big expectations. But do you know what? It was exactly what we needed. And those shepherds, they were the ones that got the news first because they were among the poorest in society. They had the least. And they were most ready for good news. And actually, there are times when we are so wealthy, and I know some of us don't necessarily feel that rich at the moment. The recession's definitely biting, and you know, but actually we are incredibly wealthy. And in our wealth and in our plenty, we sometimes aren't ready to receive the good news that comes in such a simple form as a baby in a food trough. We mustn't let our wealth and our plenty prevent us from seeing the greatest gift of all. Like the shepherds were ready to see from their perspective, even though the glorious technicolor wrapping paper set them up for something great, they saw something even greater. We're told that they left talking about everything they had seen and heard that was true from what the angels had told them. They weren't talking about the wrapping paper. They weren't talking about the label. They were talking about the child and what the child represented to them and the rest of the world. You know, this Christmas, it's not about candles. It's about the light of the world. It's not about the food we're going to eat later. It's about the bread of heaven. It's not about what we're going to drink. It's about the living water of God. It's not even about the presents that we will give one another. It is about the greatest gift of all that God has given us. Salvation and reconciliation through the vulnerability of the Christ child. This Christmas, let's have some perspective. And Merry Christmas to you all. Now may the joy of the angels and the wonder of the shepherds and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmas. And may the blessing of God the Father, Son and Holy Spirit be with you and those you love today and always. Amen.
Amen.
Let's close by saying the grace together. It's right. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Evermore. Amen.
Amen.